بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن حذيفة وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناس فيقوم المؤمن حتى تزلف لهم الجنة. We are still in this chapter of Amanat, fulfilling trust and Amanat. This is the third hadith. The third hadith was regard to the fulfillment of Amana. It is a bit of a lengthy hadith which we will do piece by piece. And the hadith, the end of the hadith is where Muslims will be crossing over Pul Sirat. And then there will be two hooks that will hook people and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. Those two hooks, one will be of amanat, those who did not fulfill trust and amanat which was placed on them. And as we had explained, amanat has got a broad definition. And also the other is family ties, a person who did not keep family ties. And at the end, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and he takes qasam of Allah ta'ala, that when they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, they will drop down a journey of 70 years. So we can imagine how terrible that will be, that speed a person will go down 70 and how he will fall down at that time. So anyway, the beginning of the hadith is that Hazrat Huzaifa and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma both narrate this hadith. They say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَىٰ النَّاسِ. Be Allah will gather people, that is on the day of Qiyamah, for the day of resurrection, for the day of Qiyamah, people will gather all people. Allah Ta'ala will gather all people. فَيَقُومُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And then the believers will also stand up. And for the believers, حَتَّى تُزْلَفَ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So much so that Jannat will be brought close to them, and the great beauties and enjoyments of Jannat they will see. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Then all the believers will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and tell him, فَيَقُولُونَ. They will say to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, يَا أَبَانَا. Oh, our father, our great-great-grandfather, istaftih lana al-jannah. Have Jannat opened for us. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to open Jannat for us. Fayaqul. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will reply and say, وَهَلْ أَخْرُجُكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا خَطِيَةُ أَبِيكُمْ. Isn't it that the son of your father took you people out of Jannat? That is, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannat. He did not commit any sin. The details of it have been explained many times. But Allah Ta'ala had forbidden him from eating from the one forbidden fruit. And Shaitan then somehow got him through Hawa alayhi salam to eat of that fruit. And on account of which finally he was sent out from Jannat. So he says, I am the cause of you people now coming out of Jannat and coming into this dunya. And this is all speaks of the humility of the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That even hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin, even that small little error of his, which was no sin whatsoever in it all, Allah Ta'ala clearly says that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did not commit a sin, fanasiya. He forgot the command of Allah. And that was because Shaitan had made him all the other things had put in front of him. So he says that I am not fit for this. Listu bi sahibi dhalika. I am not fit for that. And as we will read in front, he says, go to my son Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is the friend of Allah, and ask him that he must ask Allah to open the doors of Jannah. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us what the main lesson here is, to fulfill the rights of amanat, and anything wrong we have done, to to correct it, make tawbah, istighfar. And also family ties, to keep proper family ties, that also is commanded here. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا